We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ray Dinger, this is where we always do. This Week in Sports History, brought to you by Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Check out their throwback Sixers gear at their Center City location and ScheibSports.com. So, Ray, I want to go back. Hold on, I gotta find the clip to get the exact year. Do you remember off the top of your head the year?
I think it was 81, 82.
No, it was 84.
Oh, okay.
Okay. November 9th, 1984, 37 years ago. Ray, Sixers-Celtics back then, early in the season. Celtics were 4-0 going into the game. Sixers were 5-0.
Right. It was a big game. And everybody knew it was a big game.
Yeah, and you were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play something in a moment, but you were there. Here's what surprises me, because I know you were a columnist at that time. Was that for the Bulletin still or the Daily News?
No, I had the Daily News.
Okay, the Daily News.
The Bulletin was gone by then.
Okay. And, yeah, right. Which is how I ended up getting hired in Philadelphia. Thank you. Anyway, the games, as I said, in Boston Garden. What surprised me when you said you were there, and we'll get the story from you in a minute, is I know you're a general columnist, but I figure who's sending a columnist to cover a basketball game in November when you got Eagles?
Right. Now, remember, these were the Marion Campbell Eagles.
No. Oh, that's right. This is after 83. This is they start getting bad. Okay.
Yeah, this was when Dick Vermeil had moved on and Marion Campbell was coaching the team, and they were not very good and not very compelling. And at that point, undefeated Celtics, undefeated Sixers, and Boston Garden seemed like a bigger story.
Well, turned out to be even bigger than that.
Bigger than we imagined.
Because as the game progresses, I'm going to play this for you, and I'm just forewarning everybody. The guy broadcasting the game, it's not the Sixers broadcaster. I could not find it. Who was that back then? Would that have been Steve Fredericks in those days, 84? It was pre-Zoo.
Might have been Neil Funk.
Oh, Neil Funk. Yeah, okay. Whoever it was, I couldn't find that one. I couldn't find, if there was a national feed, I couldn't find it. But I did find the Celtics feed, and here's the moment.
The call is on Bird, and Cunningham started to come out on the court after Bird.
Yeah. That's a bad call right there.
And now Julius and Bird are starting. There they go.
Oh!
And they come up from behind. Malone blindside Bird. Malone tackled Bird and put him in a headlock. Julius and Bird were in a fight. Malone came up from behind. I want to see him fight Bird on face to face, because he won't fight anybody.
And
now ML Gar is after him.
And ML Gar going at it. Billy Cunningham pulls him off. And
now Bird wants Julius. Bird has really gone after Julius. And Clark held Bird back. Bird wants Julius badly.
Now this has got really ugly.
And Malone, when Julius and Bird started the fight, Malone came up from behind. A real yellow cowardly act. And he tackled Bird, put him in a headlock, and took him down.
Well, that was the
Malone is a coward. I mean, I'll say that irrevocably. He's a coward.
Right. It's one of the most fun clips we've ever played.
Johnny Most, one of a kind.
I just want to tell people this. If you want to have a great time, I found this on YouTube, right? And just look up Larry Bird, Julius Erving brawl. The closed captioning on this is just an aside, and it doesn't work with the radio, but if you call it up and look at it, it's the worst closed captioning ever in a way that makes it even more hysterical.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what happens as seen through the filter of the eyes of Johnny Most.
Right.
Malone is a coward. I will say that irrevocably. So, Ray, what happened?
As we said in setting it up, I mean, it was a big game early in the season. You think NBA games in November typically aren't big games, but this was. I mean, Sixers-Celtics was a great rivalry. They were both really good teams at the time. They were both undefeated. Game at the Boston Garden. Atmosphere really charged. And that night, the Celtics were winning and winning pretty handily. And Bird was having a big night. And Doc was trying to guard him and not having a whole lot of success. And so on their way back up the floor, after Bird had scored a basket, they're on their way back up the floor. And Doc and Bird are going up the court, sort of side by side. And Bird throws an elbow. Just for no particular reason, he just throws an elbow at Doc. And Doc, who was very frustrated with the way things were going, very frustrated with the way he was playing, wasn't going to take it. And so he reaches out and throws a punch, and then they wind up, he grabs Bird with his hand around his neck. Bird comes back and grabs Doc.
Which creates the famous photo, which I posted today, which these two iconic guys both clutching each other's throats.
Both grabbing each other's throats.
It's one of the great sports photos of all time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how it happened. It just happened, just coming up the court, you know, an elbow thrown. Doc retaliates. Next thing you know, Larry Bird has his hands around Doc's throat. Doc has his hands around Larry Bird's throat. And then everybody else sort of piles in. And that was kind of it. And it became a big, big story. The Celtics go on to win the game. And then, the thing I remember was the two teams played again several weeks later. And in the run-up to that game, and this one was going to be in Philadelphia, in the run-up to that game, everybody revisits what happened in Boston Garden. So they go to Doc and they ask Doc about, is there going to be any carryover? Might this happen again? And Doc, of course, being the ultimate diplomat and gentleman that he is, says, no, that was something that should have never happened. It was things got out of control. It was a very emotional night, as it often is when we play. And, athletes should be sportsmen and shouldn't engage in things like that. And that was a bad example for kids that were watching. And I'm sorry it happened, and it's not going to happen again. And so that was how he took it. And then the Boston writers went to Bird, and Bird basically said the same thing. He said, look, I have a lot of respect for Doc, and it was just a flare-up. Happens sometimes in basketball. So the two guys kind of put it aside. And then when the rematch was played in Philadelphia, it sort of went without incident. Once again, Bird had a big night, but the Sixers won the game.
What was your column that night?
My column that night was writing about the incident, was writing about how it happened and what was being said. And Doc being actually very contrite about it, saying, I'm sort of
right afterward.
The term that he used was, he said, I'm embarrassed, I shouldn't be involved in something like that. Bird was a little chippier than that. Bird made it sound like it was Doc sort of picked the fight, which he really didn't. But then by the time they met again a few weeks later, everybody had put it aside. But the interesting thing about it was with, Bird and Doc were good friends.
They had done a lot of commercials together.
They had done the whole McDonald's series commercials, which were hugely successful. They were both on the cover of a couple like basketball video games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were actually business partners in a very real sense, and good, fierce competitors, but good friends. And I think neither guy felt really particularly good about what happened. And Doc immediately put it to rest, and Bird did a couple weeks later.
Last thing, I'll get a call or two in here. It was Johnny Most correct? Was Moses Malone the yellow belly coward?
No. No, Moses was in no way, shape,
Ray,
or form a coward.
The way I heard it, all of the Celtics completely innocent. Even the call on Bird, the elbow, bad call. And then
it was
Billy Cunningham apparently started it by coming off the bench.
Well, listen, Billy Cunningham had no love for the Boston Celtics.
And then Doc,
that's true.
Doc threw a punch, and then Malone, yellow belly coward. Do I need to play it for you again, Ray?
No. But the other name that you hear comes up in that, and I remember this very well, was M.L. Carr.
Oh, yeah, he was a tough guy.
Yeah, M.L. Carr was like the last guy on the bench. He was always the guy who was up, jumping up, and swinging the towel over his head. He was more of a cheerleader than a player. But every time there was that kind of scuffling going on, anytime there was any kind of mouthing or trash talking going on, M.L. Carr was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, okay. George in Wilmington was there that night. In fact, George, you were working that night?
Yes, I was doing stats for the late, great Andy Musser.
Oh, wow. Was it so Andy was calling the game? What
was on the radio. TBS was doing the game. Before we keep them in our thoughts, Doug Collins was doing a play-by-play with TBS that night.
Oh. Wait, so Andy Musser was the Sixers
doing radio. Yeah.
Solo or with anybody else?
By himself, and I was doing stats and helping them out.
Oh.
And we were at the same level of the ring there, that horrible place, Boston Garden. I mean, it was so comical that we met downstairs from the Copley Plaza to go over to the stadium, and all the guys were dressed with their warm-ups. And I said to my buddy at the time, I said, what's going on? And he said, oh, you can't shower over there, Boston Garden. He said, they'll get dressed, go over, come back here, and shower at the hotel. So it was amazing. And Cunningham was hit with a coin from the second or third level that during that fight. But what I heard from the players is Bird came down the floor and said, Doc, you better get on me or I'm going to get 60 or 50 or 60, something like that. I think he had 30 at halftime, some crazy thing.
Yeah, Bird went off that night. Bird, he was a great player. But there was definitely a chippiness to him. And he and Doc, even though they were friends – there was a rivalry there, and it certainly, it didn't flare up often, but it flared up that night for sure.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'll never forget is we took the bus over to the garden, and there was one solitary person running the stairs at the old garden, Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Good.
Hours before the game.
Yeah, no doubt. George, thank you. Good story.
And out on the court shooting by himself, like 2 hours before the game. Yeah. He was amazing. I remember I went on a preseason. I don't know how this happened, but I went on a preseason trip with the Sixers when Bird was a rookie. And the Sixers had a couple of exhibition games. And back then it was kind of almost like barnstorming. They would play in these little college towns and in college gyms. And the Sixers played the Celtics down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so they played the game, and it was the first time that Bird had actually played against the Sixers, and he was a rookie. And he was just awesome. I remember first seeing how good he was. And we went back to the hotel, and we're sitting in the hotel bar, and I'm sitting at a table with Billy Cunningham and Jack McMahon, who was the assistant coach. And Billy has now gotten his first up-close look at Larry Bird. And what he's going to have to be dealing with now, with him playing for the Celtics. And I remember Billy in his best Brooklynese saying, "Yeah, man, these people in Boston, they talk about Havlicek. Havlicek's nothing compared to this guy. And we're going to have to play against him? Oh, my God." But I always remember that. That was the first game that he had played against the Sixers as a Celtic. And you saw then, man, this guy.
You knew it from the start.
Oh, you just knew he was going to be an all-timer.
Do you remember Andy Musser doing Sixers games?
Yes, I do.
Because I think it was – I got here in 86, and I don't remember him doing Sixers games. I just remember him doing Phillies games.
A lot of different guys did the Sixers. Bill Campbell did them for a long time. Neil Funk did them for a long time. Steve Fredericks did them for a while.
I know. I wish I could find Steve Fredericks sound doing
and then
the
there
Sixers.
Was, and then Andy did it for a few years, and then Tom McGinnis came along. The Sixers, there was a lot of different folks took turns doing the radio play-by-play.
215-592. You know what? I'm sorry. Let me get Bill here because I don't. He's been hanging a while. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Greetings, gentlemen. It is wonderful to listen to you.
Thank you.
And on a sour note, though, the Eagles, let's say, haven't done a very good job in the past few years as far as the higher ups in the organizations with trades, drafts. Now we're coming into this year loaded down, like the biggest. And I say this with all reality. This might be the biggest draft in, say, the last 10 years. Why? Why in the world do we have any expectations that Howie is not going to be trying to prove he's the smartest guy in the room or he can outwit everybody and find some hidden gem at 25 or 90? It's perplexing to me to think that I'm so hyped up that the Eagles got all these picks.
Well, let me say a couple things. I may be the only person who says this. I don't know that it's guaranteed that Howie's going to be here doing the draft next year. Jeff Lurie let go of Joe Banner at a certain point. He let go of Andy Reid at a certain point. I want to see how this finishes out before I decide I'm going to get depressed about Howie making the picks. I know, Ray, you feel it's less of a chance that he's out than I do.
I don't think there's a chance in the world that he's out.
I do. I think, again, it depends how they finish. So we'll see.
Well, if he's here. if he's here, why would you expect it to be any different?
Well, I don't know. You're asking me a question that I can't answer. I mean, maybe they'll get a new guy to actually run the draft, to do that part of it, how he does a different part. I don't know. You have the Dolphins pick at number two. Maybe you can't miss. But here's what I do know. Talking about who's going to be available in the draft, Ray Dinger knows something about that.
Mm-hmm. I just might.
College football preview coming up. What's the theme today?
The theme today is players that may be available for your Philadelphia Eagles.
That I want to hear. 215-592-9494. Don't forget, coming up at noon, Simone Gagné, the great Flyer winger, tells us his story. Ray and Glenn, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Hey, fall is upon us.
Whoa.
Time of year to again consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. When I need a company to help me with these home projects, I turn to the experts, the good people at Guided Door and Window. Act now. Receive 20% off all windows and doors, plus Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money out of pocket, and you can take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level of your home and lower monthly energy bills, all while taking advantage of 20% savings and having the luxury of paying off your project with 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you got to act now. Offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit them at goguided.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.